This is Ozarks at Large. We have made it into the month of March. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Becca, as always, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
It's been a year.
Really? Because it feels like it's been five.
It's been a year. It feels like 50. Is that what you said?
More or less, yeah.
But there's good news. I mean, there's some news that I think is a little hasty.
Yes.
But there's good news that I don't think is hasty, like the fact that Theater Squared is going back in at toward the end of April to some live walk into the theater and sit down programming. They're about to open a show called Murder for Two that will be streaming, and it will be the 10th streaming project in a year.
Wow.
And then in April, they just announced their hopefully final version of the reimagined season. We have a lot of reimagined seasons in the world right now. And it starts with Murder at the Wedding, which starts the 17th of March. And again, will be streaming only. And then at the wedding, April 28th, we'll start a new hybrid where you can go see it live or you can see it streaming. And that will continue for the rest of the year with the exception of Matilda, which will be live only. And part of that's negotiations with actors' unions and technical unions, and because they have to meet all kinds of rigorous rules for professional actors. But we will get there.
Yes.
At the Wedding starts April 28th, and it's something that was developed as part of the Arkansas New Play Festival. And then May 26th, this one I'm really waiting for and excited about, they're going to do a new performance of My Father's War. This is Bob Ford's drama about his wife, Amy Herzberg's dad, who fought in World War II and was led all of these missions that he shouldn't have come back from, and he did. And plus, I've met him, and he's super cool.
Yeah.
So that'll happen live and streaming. And then June 23rd is Matilda. August 4th is American Mariachi, which will go back to being live and streaming. Designing Women on September 22nd, the new play by Linda Bloodworth Thomason.
Right, which, of course, the sitcom is the inspiration.
Oh, yeah, and that's going to be quite the experience. And then a show called Violet, a Broadway musical that won Drama Critics Circle Award and 5 Tonys. And it will be here November 17th, and it will be live and streaming. Plus, it's a brand new building, and they've done other things on top of that to make sure the air exchanges every 5 minutes, that's
right.
Not right, but
yeah.
Air exchanges very quickly and all of those things. And now, if you're ready for live theater now, Arkansas Public Theater in Rogers is doing it. And I feel like, once again, they've done everything to make it safe. They're doing a show called The Clean House, which if you like Sarah Rule. The premise is that this doctor hires a cleaning lady who's from Brazil and doesn't want to clean. She wants to tell jokes.
I'd rather tell jokes than clean. I know that.
And the doctor's sister loves to clean, so she comes over and cleans.
So it all works out?
more or less, kind of, yeah. And it's 8 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock on Sunday, the last weekend. What I saw in Zoom rehearsal was hilarious. They're following all of the COVID-19 protocols, and the actors are wearing the clear masks.
Oh, shields,
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can be on stage together, and tickets start at $10 for that. And then if you're still at the, I think I'll watch something online. There's a Northwest Arkansas native who is in the Disney series Secrets of Sulphur Springs.
I have seen this come across my screen as an offering. Tell me more about this, Becca.
His name is Adam Hensley, and he was born in Fayetteville and grew up in Springdale. The show is it's a mystery show about two kids who explore a haunted hotel. You can see this on the Disney Channel or the streaming app and see someone from Northwest Arkansas doing his thing on a national level.
And let me ask you this, because, okay, so we've got a Northwest Arkansas native in this. It's called, you know, Sulphur Springs is in the title. There is a Sulphur Springs in Northwest Arkansas, but it is not set in Northwest Arkansas, correct?
No, it is not. Okay. But I do think it's funny that the title is Sulphur Springs.
Yeah.
Because Sulphur Springs did have a giant hotel. Tomorrow there is one of the new In the Atrium concerts at the Walton Arts Center with O.C. Fisher.
Oh, she's so great.
I'm quite sure it's sold out. Quite sure. Well, it's free, but you have to have tickets.
Right.
So I'm quite sure it's sold out, but you can call and check at 443-5600. And then all next week at all the libraries, there are book clubs. So if you're looking for that magic of going somewhere from your recliner, there are opportunities at your local library.
And most of the libraries are offering these things virtually, correct?
Yes, they're still Zooming.
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, and there's a virtual cooking demo Thursday at the Fayetteville Public Library at 6 via Zoom with Kat Robinson, who is the author of a bunch of books about food, including 43 Tables and Internet Community Cooks During Quarantine. So that ought to hold you for a minute.
Oh, it will. It will. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Becca, thank you. We'll meet up again next Friday.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.